Is this your house or is this your house? If you need less of this and more of this, then you need to see the Peaceful Mind Specialist at Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Bullfrog Spas. Enhance your calm with a little help of your very own Bullfrog Spa. Bullfrog Spas are manufactured right here in Utah and offer a revolutionary hot tub experience that's inexpensive to run and easy to care for. Plus, you can customize your hot tub with Bullfrog Spa's exclusive interchangeable jetpack system. It gets even better because the Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Bullfrog Spas, they have a private testing room. You can get the swimsuits on to try out a Bullfrog Spa and choose your own therapeutic massage. So it's your choice. A peaceful mind, peaceful body, and peaceful home at Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Bullfrog Spas. 1333 East Red Hills Parkway. Oh, yeah.
Don't spend another holiday season pretending to hear what others are saying. Hi, I'm Dr. Darrow from Intermountain Audiology, offering you 2 free months of treatment. If you want to be part of the conversation, maintain your independence, and avoid memory loss, take your first steps towards medically treating your hearing loss and visit intermountainaudiology.com or call 435-612-1023 and mention radio for your 2 free months of treatment.
Recovery, helping people find recovery.
Do not listen to this show. The truth can be scary. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Sidney Powell, a member of President Trump's legal team, General Flynn's defense attorney, a great American and prominent appellate lawyer, said that this is the culmination of one to overthrow his presidency. This looks like the effort to carry out an end game in the effort against him. Do you concur?
Oh, absolutely. And it's been organized and conducted with the help of Silicon Valley people, the big tech companies, the social media companies, and even the media companies. And I'm going to release the Kraken. It is indeed a very foul mess. It is farther and wider and deeper than we ever thought. But we are going to go after it, and I am going to expose every one of them. Well, for fraud this serious, I think even if the states are stupid enough to go ahead and certify the votes where we know the machines were operating and producing altered election results, if they're stupid enough to do that, then they will be set aside by the fraud also. I mean, we are talking about hundreds of thousands of votes. President Trump won this election in a landslide. It's going to be irrefutable, and patriots are coming forward every day, all day, faster than we can collect their information with the testimony they're willing to give under oath about how their votes were stolen and how the machines operated. They were updated the night of the election, sometimes after the election. We've got statistical evidence that shows hundreds of thousands of votes being just put in and replicated. There needs to be a massive criminal investigation, and it's going to affect millions of voters and elections.
Hi there. Welcome, Kate Daly Show. Nice. Sidney Powell, attorney for Trump. She's a bulldog. You should see her face when she's talking about all this, man. She's just like, I got it. We're going to show it. They're done. They're cooked. Trump said over the next 2 weeks, you're going to see a lot coming out of his team for proof. Wow. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. What a show I have for you today. And Uncle Milty's with me. How are you?
I'm good.
You don't sound good.
I'm as good as I'm going to get.
It is kind of an interesting year. Yeah. So Kim Coleman will be joining us, a representative from Northern Utah. Legislator, and she'll be joining us on going and viewing some of the fraud in Nevada. So this will be very, very interesting what she has to say about that and executive orders from our governor. And then, of course, in the next hour, we have Jeffrey Tucker from AIER.
he'll be amazing. He's got amazing articles out on COVID, just a brilliant writer. And so he'll be joining us. And then Burgess Owens will be calling in, talking a little bit about his historic win. So, my gosh, huge show today. How are ya? You're not smiling. Can't even imagine why.
I'm beat up.
I know. Don't you just feel pummeled?
Yeah, I do.
I know. I do too.
It's getting worse.
I know. Well, it feels that way. I mean, I know it feels that way, but you just can't give in to the crap we're being served up either. So you have to turn that stuff off. It's just getting insane. It is.
I guess.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, good morning,
hey,
everybody.
Bear. Hi, go right ahead.
Afternoon, I guess, is what it should be.
You bet. Go right ahead.
Kate, I don't imagine for your show prep you do a lot of listening to other shows.
Depends.
I guess that there's a little bit, but not a whole bunch.
It kind of depends. Why? What's up?
Well, this morning, mm-hmm. I was listening to the morning show on the rival radio station. Well, First let me ask you, do you know how many ICU beds there are in our local hospital there downtown?
Well, the hospital themselves said there was 89, and then a couple, and that was in June, and then a couple of months ago they said they can't disclose that. So
89. Mm-hmm. How do you know how many total beds there are?
I don't know the total number of beds.
I think it's 286.
So, but quite a few. So
oh, yeah.
Between two mm-hmm. and three, say 250 to 300.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You'll get a kick out of this.
Okay.
You'll like this. This morning I was listening to the rival station, their morning show.
Mm-hmm.
And the guest in the 9 o'clock hour was Commissioner Victor Iverson.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a problem right
he
there.
He and Andy were going back and forth on a number of different subjects.
Uh-huh.
And obviously, the two main was the election and the coronavirus.
Uh-huh.
And Commissioner Iverson said something that was really, really quite interesting.
Okay.
They were talking about information coming from Dr. Blodgett.
Uh-huh.
And he said that during the break, he accessed the report put out by Dr. Blodgett. Now, mm-hmm. I presumed mm-hmm. that was from the health department itself.
Uh-huh.
But he said, we have 34 people in the hospital
okay.
with COVID.
Hmm.
That's what the report says.
Yeah.
In the five-county area.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I... Like I said, there was no context. There was
nope.
no, hey, this was, you know, since last Wednesday.
Yeah, there won't be.
It wasn't, hey, we have, you know,
same people for weeks on end.
Yesterday,
mm-hmm.
it was, you know, there was no context given. So I, just out of curiosity, went to the health department website to see if it was a private
mm-hmm.
Report
mm-hmm.
put out for the leaders, the leadership in the county, if it was
sure.
something public.
Okay.
Well, it is public.
Uh-huh.
And sure enough, right there
mm-hmm.
in great big letters, 34 residents currently hospitalized with COVID-19.
Uh-huh.
We have 70 deaths.
Mm-hmm.
Four in the last 3 days.
Mm-hmm. All older.
And this is as of November 16th.
Yep, all older people, all of them.
The mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah.
It says that there's a woman that was over the age of 85
mm-hmm.
Hospitalized,
mm-hmm.
a man that was hospitalized over the age of 85,
uh-huh.
a male care resident between the age of 45 and 60,
mm-hmm.
64.
I'm going to go with 63 on that one. Uh-huh.
Hospitalized and female between mm-hmm. 65 and 84.
Right.
So for them to say, and now obviously, other areas are going to be different.
Uh-huh.
But for them to say
not really.
Not much.
Not really. They're really not different. They're really not different. In fact, we've been tracking this since the beginning. Did you know that there's only been, I think, four or five people, honestly, in the death toll that have been around the age of like 50 to 60? The rest are all over, and the average age is 75?
Yeah.
From nursing
homes.
That's
what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Is it, you know, 34 people?
Yeah.
In five counties.
Lock them all down. Yeah.
And I thought that was amazing that he would let that kind of information out there where everybody could hear it.
I know it. Hey, thanks for the call. Yeah, really appreciate it. Yeah.
That information has been out there since day one. You can read this report
and it's the
every
same
day.
People that are in there for a continuous amount of time.
Yep.
We're not talking about new people. We're talking about they're counting the same people.
Yeah.
Over and over again, so that you guys all think that it's huge.
So yesterday they had 110 new cases, supposedly.
Uh-huh.
But 182 recovered. So it was a negative 70.
I know. Right now, the Utah hospitals in general, per the American Hospital Association and HHS, they are down 2.9%. They actually are only at 56% capacity. You heard me. 56% capacity, and they're lying. They're lying when they say they're full. And this is why they wouldn't disclose the 89 beds that they actually disclosed in June. And what did they do? They had to have volunteers from New York come. I'm sorry. Do we not have enough Utahns here? We have over 3.1 million people.
The problem was that Utahns went to New York.
It's a cultural exchange program.
A COVID exchange program.
Yeah. Okay. Serving up the lies. What can we say? Daily. But you know what makes it all better when they cancel events? They have a big plastic sculpture of a bison, and they name it for the veterans in Washington City. Well, that made up certainly for the parade they didn't get. If you have a bison, that represents veterans. I mean, when I think veterans, I think bison. Don't you?
Always.
So that's good. Yeah. Anyway, Navajo Nation. Well, by the way, we're talking about veterans. Big article in Deseret News.
Huge article.
In fact, veterans... There was a veteran that died, and he blamed the anti-maskers. Apparently, all kinds of anti-maskers were able to get around this veteran in a nursing home and give him something they didn't have.
Well, the headline of the article says he deserved to have his hand held. Family of veteran lost to COVID-19 speaks out.
Yeah, it isn't.
Well,
the anti-maskers
in the article,
preventing the hand to be held.
Well, in the article, his hand was held. So it was held.
Yeah.
And it was like he was 96 years old living in an adult care center.
Yeah, I'm sure it wasn't anything else, right?
You know, they didn't go find him on the golf course dead of COVID.
Would they just stop lying? Come on.
And he died in 3 days of it.
And then our whole article pitched by Deseret News. I swear to you, Deseret News is just so pathetic. Pitched by Deseret News as it's the anti-maskers' fault.
His granddaughter, whose grief turned to rage as she watched anti-mask protesters gather outside the homes of the Utah's governor and lieutenant governor.
Well, if it were me, I'd blame the anti-maskers.
Well, yeah.
They were certainly around... give me a break. Come on. This is just getting old.
96 years old.
I know. It's just getting old. I mean, how many lies they have to tell? How many lies does IHC have to tell? How many lies do these people engage in?
There was a time when this was called anecdotal evidence of nothing.
Right. I know. Yeah. But, you know, Deseret News likes to couch all of their you know, articles on that kind of stuff. So it's anything they can do to get these little... cute little liberal journalist to go with that kind of story. Mm-hmm. It's pretty sickening. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Make the world go away.
Hi there. Welcome back.
And get it off my shoulders.
Wow, what a great song. Anyway, welcome back to the show. I have Uncle Milty here, Jeffrey Tucker coming up. We've got Burgess Owens coming up on the show, and we've got a great guest in this hour, so a lot happening on the show today. By the way, get over to Tropical Fiberglass Pool. Make sure that you are getting a bullfrog spa. They are the best. I have one, and it's truly amazing. It actually takes my stress away, and I'm hoping it will do the same for you. I know it will. Go ahead and get down to Tropical Pool and Spa. They'll just take care of you. They've got over 40 years experience. They really are that good. They understand. They'll work with your needs and what they, with all their expertise, what they also will let you know, hey, you know, this might be a good idea, or this might be a good idea for your backyard. And a swim spa you can take with you. So pretty amazing. Make sure you get on that and go to Tropical Pool and Spa. I love these guys. We have a fantastic show ahead, and I welcome Kim Coleman to the show. Really happy that you're joining us right now, because I cannot wait to hear about your adventures in, of course, Nevada. And also just wanted to mention, Kim Coleman is a member of the House of Representatives District 42. And so happy to have you, Kim. How are you?
You bet. Thanks for having me on.
You bet.
Can I start by congratulating Burgess Owens?
Yeah.
On the pushing back on this blue wave we were supposed to see across the country. But, you know, the Republicans have done really well this year, and to take back this seat is just incredible. So
yes,
I'm so excited that we took the seat, and congratulations to Burgess, and he'll do a fantastic job for us in Congress.
Thanks for that. I pass it on. You bet.
So I do have to tell you that when we talked about this earlier, adventures in Nevada, there's some ongoing investigations, ongoing litigation, and so in the last little bit, I've been asked to kind of hold back a little bit.
Okay.
But I will tell you, I don't want anybody wagging their finger at me saying that there is no voter fraud out there, and anybody who thinks that is crazy, because I've seen it now, and
wow,
you can't unsee it when you see it. And it has absolutely, to the degree that it impacts outcomes and has impacted outcomes. So, last I looked, I'm not crazy.
Right.
You know, it is real.
You know, I'm so glad you said that, because you were able to go down and actually see this take place. And I always wonder why there's a segment of our American population, of citizenry, that just doesn't even care if there is fraud or not. I'm actually shocked by that, because I would think that at the end of the day, we would always want to know how that could infiltrate things, and that we would all be against that no matter who was the candidate. We would all be against that obvious, blatant abuse of fraud. Can I ask whether it was so blatantly obvious? Were you surprised? Is that a question I can ask?
I think I was surprised at the degree of it.
Okay.
Like, I thought I might go in and maybe there's 50-50, or
right,
maybe you're unsure. But the degree to which I saw this, and that, you know, hopefully soon I can
talk more about it,
disclosing about it. But
okay,
it was very clear, very obvious, very demonstrable, very evident, no doubt about it.
Wow.
And documented, and yeah. So it was very, I don't know what I expected, but I just didn't expect it to be to the large degree and to the clear degree that it was.
Wow. Okay. You know what? That says a lot to me, and I'm glad you said that, because a lot of people out there are losing a little bit of faith in this, because the media has decided who's the president, and the media is pushing it so blatantly and obviously toward Biden as don't even question. We just had the most wonderful election of our lifetime. Oh my gosh, isn't it amazing? And there's a lot of people out there feeling defeated, but they don't realize, I think, that even Sidney Powell is ready to unleash the Kraken. They're ready to let all of this out. And from what I understand, we have whistleblowers and fraud and all these questionable states. Right now, Trump is ahead in all the states that have been called. Like, actually called, not media called. in the Electoral College.
You know, there is little more sacred about our republic than ensuring the integrity of the elections themselves. We don't have a republic if we don't have integrity in our elections.
Right.
And so does it exist to the degree that it could change outcomes? You know, that's working its way through recounts, through litigation. Count every legal vote. Don't count illegal votes. And we don't really know some of those outcomes yet. And having seen some of this with my own eyes, wow, we have got to get this right.
Yeah.
We've got to get it right.
Yeah. If it's this blatant, then what comes next? Do you know, we turn into the full banana republic. I mean, I think fraud has been there, but to this extent, this was just insane, because it was all the states that stopped counting are the ones we're having all of these issues with. And I think that's pretty evident.
Well, you know, the difference between a banana republic taking an election through guns and bloodshed, mm-hmm. and intimidation versus what's able to happen through technology now.
Yes.
Where
right.
it's not as visible. It's under the surface. Mm-hmm. And but the end result uh-huh. of not having true elections that we can rely on is the same end result.
Yes, I agree.
We've got to get it right.
I agree with you.
Got to get it right.
I'm talking with Kim Coleman, Utah House of Representatives, and tell me a little bit. We seem to have a majority of spineless legislature in the state for some reason. We're a red state, but it's hard to fathom that right now with the fact that they're just allowing the governor to keep going with the states of emergencies. Did you want to comment on executive orders and states of emergency and lockdowns and 10 people or under in the state of Utah? Because I know you're one of the few that actually stand up and call this out, and I really appreciate that. And did you want to comment on any of that? Because I think people just don't know what to do with the state of over-encroachment in government right now in our own state.
Well, let me start by saying I have sworn an oath to two constitutions, the Constitution of the United States of America and the yep. Constitution of the State of Utah. And core to that is the very essence of our government. It's the very structure of our government. I don't swear an oath to a tax policy or to a DUI law, as we discussed in committee earlier today. I swore an oath to the constitutions, and inherent in that is the separation of powers doctrine. And in we had wise founders that understood keeping power in check was necessary. We created three branches of government: the legislative branch legislates, the executive branch executes the laws of the land, and then of course the courts determine constitutionality and resolve disputes. But we have got to maintain that power balance and exercising a check on the various branches by the other branches. So when the governor starts making law and imposing restrictions on people, on business, on things like that, pandemic or not,
mm-hmm.
it is the role of the legislature to legislate. Now, we learned to get really good at convening. We learned how to Zoom as well as All right. everybody else on the planet, that we can come together, we can convene as a legislature pretty quickly,
uh-huh.
And remotely, and we do not have to abdicate our responsibility to legislate to the governor. And in times past, we have delegated some authority to executive branches to mm-hmm. handle things that are of some urgency that maybe it is not practical to pull a legislature together. But on two fronts,
right.
we've learned to convene much quicker and almost instantly. And number two, the urgency surrounding the pandemic, it was clear back in March, April, that there would be some duration of this. And our emergency powers never anticipated this kind of long-term delegation of legislative authority to the executive branch.
Amen.
So if you follow my social media, any of my social media and in my podcast at Candidly Kim, I don't argue the stats, the data, the science all that much, because my oath is to maintaining the separation of powers and to upholding that and defending that. And so I'd like to debate the science and the data, but I'd like to do it as a body of 104 voices of the people.
Amen.
And represented voices of the people. Bring your science to me, and 103 of my colleagues, bring the data, and you know what? Bring the people's voice. And that's what's been lacking since March on right. These executive orders. Law is made, mm-hmm. The power is in the people, the voice of the people through their representatives duly elected. And we've been out of the loop on it. We have not, it's not our orders.
Right.
It is the executive branch.
You know, I'm talking with Kim Coleman, representative of the 42nd District in Utah. And let me say this. I mean, are you surprised by the number of Republicans that are just quiet as church mice? Has that shocked you? This go around this year?
I would say, you know, I really hate to disparage any of my colleagues. We're in foxholes together frequently. I am disappointed about where we are, that we are many months into this, multiple executive orders
right.
that I think we all agree have been unlawfully proffered by the governor's office. And the fact that we haven't exercised our ability to restrain that is just very frustrating and disappointing to me. You'll have to ask 103 other people
right.
why they have or haven't done anything. Mm-hmm. But we did attempt a resolution a couple months ago. Last month, we were having success in getting a number of people sign on to a resolution that by law did have the effect of being able to restrain the governor and say, no, we're taking this back.
Right.
But there was an election right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
There was some concerns
yep.
about that election. But you know what? We're on the other side of the election. It's time for us to exercise our constitutional duty to honor our oath in defending the Constitution.
Amen.
And separation of powers is absolutely core to that oath.
Amen.
And I'm ready to exercise that check.
Thank you, Kim.
Then, you know, let's debate the science, but let's don't do it in social media.
Right.
Let's don't do it through traditional media. Let's do it in the chambers that we created to have debate.
I'd like to come up and present. I've done 5,000 hours on COVID.
let's debate. Let's debate right. the science. Let's debate
okay.
the range of options that we have.
Thank you, Kim.
To respond to it.
Thank you, Kim Coleman. I really appreciate you calling in. You're a breath of fresh air in the Utah House Legislature. Thank you, Kim. Really appreciate it. We'll be right back. Kate Daly Show. You've got to be part of the conversation, especially at the holidays coming up, and they can help you solve so many issues. It can actually affect dementia. It can actually affect all of these things. And so why in the world are you sitting in silence? And I know it's tough to get to that point where you go, you know what? I might need to find out if my hearing's okay. Now would be the perfect time to do it, because if you mention this show or my name, you get 2 free months of service at Intermountain Audiology. Go to intermountainaudiology.com. The number is 435-256-8596. Dr. Darrow, the only MIT Harvard-trained neuroscientist in America, they just have an amazing outfit over there. And I am telling you that they have an FDA-approved treatment for you that is just going to do wonders for you and your overall health. Too, besides for your hearing. So check it out. Intermountain Audiology. Mention my name. Get 2 free months. Oh, boy. So I really appreciate Kim coming on.
Mm-hmm.
She's one of the few that actually call out what's going on. She said they needed 38 to be a part of that resolution to stop the governor from what he's doing right now, and they couldn't even get that in a red state.
Wow.
We are a majority in the state Senate and the House. We're a majority red, yet we can't get 38.
To stop the governor from breaking the law.
Yeah. Thank you for that. To stop the governor from abusing his role in taking from the other branches of power to give to himself. We can't get 38 of them. And what did they all do when they all wanted to be hired by you? They all promised you that they love conservative values and that they would stand for the Constitution. And there's only a handful of them that are in the entire state. Yet they all stood at podiums telling you what they were going to do for you and your freedom and your liberty and everything else. And boy, did they, there's so many like that. And and the state senators, they're the worst. The state senators are so abusive to you.
Oh, yeah.
And will smile and just tell you anything you want to hear with that creepy smile that they all have. And I'm sorry, but I got to out it. I don't like getting stabbed in the back by state senators, and they're even worse than the House, if you can believe it. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
I'm with you, Kate. I don't like being thrown under the bus by anybody.
Yeah.
I don't care who they are.
Yeah, me neither.
To be thrown under the bus by somebody who pretends to be red.
Right.
Who is actually as bloodless and blue as a person could be. That really POs me.
Yeah, I know. I know. See, I expect it coming from radical leftists. So glad Ben McAdams is out and Burgess is at least occupying that seat because, oh,
thank
my gosh.
The good Lord.
But you know what, though? Because I really like Burgess. Burgess is a nice guy. But you know what?
That made my morning.
I know. I know. Me too. And he'll be calling in at the end of the show. But let me just say, I'm with you that when it comes from the people that you thought you could trust, then I just have such a bigger issue with it. Because I already know what to expect from the Ben McAdams of the world. I already know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I know what to expect from the Romneys.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. And the Harry Reids. And the, yes.
That Herr Herbert is a Romney.
Uh-huh. He is. So is Cox.
Again, that just POs me to no end because he did such a good head in the sand ploy on us, convincing us that he was red, and he's not.
I know. It's just, it's sad. Thank you for that.
So isn't there, I mean, he's obviously broken the law. He's constitutionally broken the law.
Yes.
Isn't there a legal eagle out there that wants to make his name, taking this guy down?
He is. His name is Morgan Philpott. He's actually currently suing
him. Excellent.
Yep. I'm thinking Friday he might be calling in, so we'll get to hear from him.
Well, you know, I think the biggest thing that needs to come out of all of this, I think there needs to be a major comeuppance all throughout our government structures, both state and local, or state and federal.
Yep, I agree. Thank you.
You need to take them to task. Thank you.
I appreciate that. I really do. I mean, let me tell you, I'm with you. If you couldn't get 38 of them in a room to agree on a resolution, knowing that the governor is what he's doing is illegal against his own constitution, and he even admitted it in August. He even said that he had to go with the legislature on this, and then he backtracked, found a little loophole, not really an illegal loophole, just a loophole to kind of say, well, I just feel like we need to be in another emergency so I can have unlimited power by executive order. And I really appreciate Kim. In fact, the fact that she couldn't come on and talk a lot about what happened in Nevada, I'm okay with that because I want to make sure that that Team Trump gets to go to court and make sure they have everything in their arsenal.
Yes.
So I'm actually okay with that. And she'll come back on and talk about that. But just know that this is the reaction from many, many people that I'm hearing from behind the scenes. And it's all percolating. And just wait until the next week when Sidney Powell releases a Kraken.
Yeah.
It's going to be, what's a Kraken? It's a sea monster like you've never seen before. And like she said, people will go to jail on this. And this isn't an empty promise. I just hope she gets to the part where she actually gets to release all of this and stays in one piece. Let's just pray and hope that's the case. I was reading through a long list of Clintonized people. the Clinton murders.
Yeah.
Yeah. Long, long list.
Too long.
I don't think anyone living on the face of the planet has that many friends that are dead due to suicide than the Clintons. Anyway. Okay. So, we were going to chat a little bit about Dixie College. I love this. Per the governor's order. Okay. You would think in a college environment that somebody over there would know about the Constitution, this thing that governs our land. But in a teaching capacity over at Dixie State, they seem to have a problem hiring anybody in the professor category or in the administration category that understands the Constitution. So let me tell you, Dixie State University, governor can't make that kind of order.
Yeah. It's not a big deal. They just want to test students.
Oh,
for
I know.
COVID.
It's just, you know,
the
governor,
group of people that don't get it, don't get sick, don't die.
Right, right. Yeah, per the governor, because the governor gets to do whatever the governor wants. I guess that's what they're teaching the students,
right,
too. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
I was listening to Kim Coleman, I think it was, with a representative who said that resolution going around was an actual resolution that could hold weight in Congress, but I had a representative call me back, Don Ipsen, and he said, I won't sign it. He refused to sign it because he said it has no weight. Spoke with his attorneys. It doesn't make a difference whether he signs it or not. And so now I want to know what the truth is.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Ipsen isn't somebody I would ever trust. So I'm going to go with state senators stand in the way of everyone's liberty, and they seem to like doing it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I straight up got told
It
has no weight. I refused to sign it when, in fact, had he been a signer, we maybe could have reached it.
Yep.
That's disgusting.
Yep. I hear you. Thank you. Really appreciate that. Yeah, I know. It's the stab in the back.
That's just an outright lie.
I know. It's the stab in the back continuously. Same with the fact that he loves red flag laws and the taking of your Second Amendment. And yet they parade him around in a car around the city as some guy who's done a lot for you. I don't get it.
A lot for me.
I don't understand it. I have a hard time because I've been seeing it for 9 years play out with him. But, yep, people will continue to love the smile and say, oh, he's smiling at us and he's a nice guy. So there you go. Same with the governor, too. Our tepid little governor who likes a lot of power. So, they think they're going to make these students test. They have a mobile testing team. And nobody seems to want to explain to Garen Gulbranson, the director of DSU's Booth Wellness Center, that the governor doesn't have the power to create an order to actually test your kids in college. Okay. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, thank you.
You bet.
I just had to mention this. I was in the store to check out, and I saw one lady walk in without the mask, and everybody else but myself had a mask. So
Slim
I thought about it. So I just put my stuff on the counter, and I ran back to where she was. I said, thank you. She looked at me for what? I said, not wearing a mask. We got to start thanking people. And she just beamed a big smile, and I think I had to run back. But I think we need to quietly speak out. And
I do, too.
When we can. Thank you.
Thank you. I really appreciate the call, and I really love that sentiment, and thank you for that, and you're right.
Yeah, all except for the quietly part.
You know what? He's right. I mean, there's so few people that the more you do that, the more they feel the confidence to walk into a business, and I can't imagine not feeling the confidence to walk. Be you. Do you. You don't need to kowtow like a bunch of sheep. Don't wear the mask. Walk in. What are they going to do? What's
nothing.
The worst thing
they
that can happen?
Nothing.
Jeez Louise. Somewhere along the way, we got weak. And I don't know when that happened, but I can't conform. I can't do it. I physically, mentally cannot do it. You cannot put a mask on me and make me walk into a store. I will not go to the store that does that. And believe me, on social media, it's getting spread around pretty darn good who those stores are that we won't go to. Because of the Nazi tactics that they're using.
Yep.
And the stores that aren't Nazi in nature are the ones that are, that you were saying, yeah, you know, we'll go there. And people are passing this around on Messenger and in social media and all over the place. So just know that, businesses. Just know that.
Yep.
Tired of the lies. I know I am. I can't handle it anymore. I've just about had it. So Dixie College, can they get away with that? Well, you're going to have to challenge it, is what you're going to have to do. And people had already paid their money and had already basically entered into a contract for their college courses before this testing was made in this manner. And, of course, the governor has no order. Give me a break, Dixie State College. Dixie State College is just becoming so embarrassing.
Yeah. There is another exciting piece in the news.
What's that? What's up?
They're about ready to move ahead on the four-lane roadway called the Northern Parkway. They've
really?
Finally come to they've got the final environmental impact statement for the Northern Corridor.
Mm.
Well, they basically decided to make turtle soup.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all that stuff about the tortoise has been nonsense all these years.
Oh, yeah.
But now that they want a four-lane road
right.
up there,
well,
that's okay.
There's no agenda. Stop it. Uncle Milty, no agenda there. You know, Congressman Stewart, again, trying to get that bill through to take out more property for more national park.
So, yeah.
You know, people wonder if he's an environmentalist. You think? Anyway, so there's that. So that's always really, really fun. You guys, 56% capacity, according to Health and Human Services in Utah right now. Don't believe that they are full of COVID. And when somebody gets told they're COVID, really, what does that mean? I feel like it's been 10 months, so I don't know why, how they're getting away with this, because you would think that the people would start to say, I'm just going to do me and do my life. And I know that you guys are having your Thanksgivings the way you want. You're never going to be told by government what you can do and what you can't do. The minute they got into our Thanksgiving, our holidays and lockdowns and telling you, a lot of people can put up with a lot of things, but they're not going to get told what they can do in the four walls of their home. And let me tell you, unless government wants to pay your mortgage, how in the world are they getting away with violating your property rights to who you can have on your own property? How are they getting away with that? Don't let them. Do what you want. Defy them.
Yep.
I wouldn't listen to a mayor or a governor. Are you kidding me?
I'm having 62 people over for Thanksgiving.
Players for your turkey bowl? It's immune to sports. Exactly. See what I'm saying? We'll be right back with Jeffrey Tucker. You're going to love this. He's amazing. A brilliant writer. Be right back.